This interesting thing has happened to Edna and me, grand parenthood. We now have four grandsons, which sounds very patriarchal and octotesticular. And it's extraordinary, and we have new titles now, and I was saying to Edna, it's like being promoted for doing nothing. And here's a poem set in the west of Ireland, and it's about the arrival in our remote cottage of our first grandson, Ben. The river there is called the Owen Adonon, and I think the poem is self-explanatory. Baby hair, of course, the leveret. This is your first night in Carrigskeewaun. The Owen Adonon is so full of rain, you arrived in Paddy Morrison's tractor, a bumpy approach in your father's arms, to the cottage where all of 1 year ago you were conceived, a fire seed in the hearth. Did you hear the wind in the fluffy chimney? Do you hear the wind tonight, and the rain, and a shorebird calling from the mussel reefs? Tomorrow I'll introduce you to the sea, little hoplite. Have you been missing it? I'll park your chariot by the otter's rock and carry you over seaweed to the sea. There's a tufted duck on David's Lake with her suit full of hatchlings, pom-poms a day old and already learning to dive. We may meet the stoat near the erratic boulder, a shrew in his mouth, or the merlin meadow pipit hunting. But don't be afraid. The leveret breakfasts under the fuchsia every morning, and we shall be watching. I have picked wild flowers for you, scabious and centaury, in a jam jar of water that will bend and magnify the daylight. This is your first night in Carrigskeewaun.